Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
To the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. Now, when you use promo code DNVR, new customers can make any $5 bet on NBA playoffs and get $150 in bonus bets instantly if you win. That's code DNVR only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Welcome into a Friday Suze Show edition of the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm Susie Hunter. We've got Alyssa producing. Do you have a mic?
I do today.
Oh, what a treat.
Yes.
Yes.
Here we
and
are.
Also, do we kind of match?
A little bit.
Oh, no.
No, pink.
Never mind. Forget it. You guys can't even see her. It's just very inside baseball here. We are going to go inside what's going on with the Colorado Rockies because there has been a lot of news, especially in the past couple of days. We have the latest on Herman Marquez and his injury. We have the latest of who's coming off the IL, who's getting sent down, who's coming up. A lot of moves are about to happen. But first off, we got to mention the DNVR Rockies takeover is tomorrow. It's on Saturday, April 29th. It is almost sold out. We've got two tickets left, and that's for the party bus that brings you to the game with unlimited Breck brews on that party bus. That is just the most incredible deal in baseball. Absolutely remarkable. All right. So, yeah, leave your comments. Leave your questions, leave your concerns, your grievances. I'm going to read comments. We're going to keep it to a tight 45 because I got to get back to the ballpark after this show so I can actually bring you the latest from this Colorado Rockies series. The Diamondbacks are in town, our all-city rival. But it's kind of crazy, right? Usually, you know, or at least the past couple of seasons, Diamondbacks have been our basement buddies. Not the case right now. Rockies are last place in the NL West. Diamondbacks are first place in the NL West. It's crazy. It is something. But yeah, let's talk about the really, really big news here, the Herman Marquez injury. So he came out of the game after three innings and change on Wednesday with an apparent elbow injury. It seemed like it was triceps inflammation, but he was upset after that game. He was emotional. He was really fighting hard to kind of hold it together, it felt like. So yeah, it was a bad scene. It was a tough scene, but Marquez had that MRI on Thursday. He's going back to the IL. He's going to be on the 15-day IL, but there's still so much that we don't know because he's going to have to get more tests. But here is what Herman Marquez had to say today, Friday, following that MRI.
It's been difficult. It's been hard. It's been sad. But that is what it is. It's baseball. I understand. But hopefully it'll get better soon. I'm still waiting. I have inflammation on my elbow. And I had to see the doctors. Just sit behind the elbow, so I have to keep, you know, seeing the doctors. I didn't feel any pain before the game. So I felt like I was ready, and then third inning, I was my arm was getting inflammation. I haven't felt this pain before. It was hard, but yeah, everybody's worried about Tommy John. You know, if I get Tommy John, I'm gonna miss a year and a half. You know, and it's gonna be hard. But I will see what they say.
All right, so that's the latest. I cannot emphasize enough, he is in much better spirits today than he was on Wednesday after this injury happened. He told reporters today that MRI on Thursday showed only inflammation, but he'll get another MRI on Monday. And he says he still feels sore, but it feels so much better than it felt during the initial incident on Wednesday. He did say, so this we're gonna break down everything that happened on Wednesday and before to lead to this injury. So he said that he wasn't feeling any pain. He wasn't feeling any pain during his bullpens, but he wasn't feeling 100%. And the other thing he was emphasizing, though, is that it's a pain that he's never felt before, but it was in a different spot than what put him on the IL previously. So this time he said he won't come back until he's 100%. And he kind of mentioned he imagines that could be something like 6 weeks. But again, we don't know yet. He still has more doctor's appointments, more visits, more tests, more scans. But he is imagining could be something like 6 weeks. Patrick Saunders of the Denver Post asked Marquez if he's worried about Tommy John. And Marquez said yes. He said he's never had an arm injury, so the idea of getting a surgery like Tommy John would be really scary. That would keep him out of the game for a year and a half. No pitcher wants to go through that. And as far as what caused this, so Thomas Harding of MLB.com asked Marquez if the things he fixed mechanically in the offseason and in spring training could have caused this injury. He thinks that could have been the case. But, you know, you really can't understate what it means to this team to lose that second starter. So here's what Buddy had to say about this earlier today.
Well, that was tough one for sure. He had such a good spring, was off to a good start, in many of his starts. So we're going to have to absorb this loss for a while now. But it was tough, right? It's, how I personally feel about Herman and his place on this team and what he means to our team. So it's a tough one. But we're hoping for the best. I think, us, meaning the organization, more than anybody, want to make sure that Herman's healthy. And a lot of times we have to put the governor on players, as you guys know, over the years of covering this, that sometimes players will push themselves and proclaim themselves, ready. So we always, put those safeguards in for the players. And you know how I worry about everybody. So I worry about this as well. But we don't know yet. That's why we're going to go through a number of tests over the next few days to really pinpoint, really what's going on. So I think that's. That's where we are now. I think the doctor in Cleveland, like I mentioned post game, that looked as though things were really okay. And then Dr. Noonan saw Herman yesterday, and we're going to follow up with more examinations and tests in the next few days to really try to identify what's going on.
So yeah, Monday is the day we're going to expect to know more. So with Marquez going on the IL, Connor Siebold is now back up with the club. Not as a starter. He could be a starter, but he is not up as a starter right now. He is up as a reliever. We talked to Buddy earlier about what's going to happen with this rotation because the Rockies lost two starters this week, just in the span of a couple of days, two starters out of the picture. But with Monday's off day, that's going to allow for a four-starter rotation. So it wouldn't be until Friday or Saturday where this becomes an issue. But Buddy did say Senzatella could be ready for Friday or Saturday. He has a rehab start happening on Sunday. That'll be his next rehab start. We found out some more about Randall Grichuk. Buddy said Randall Grichuk is ready, and he's in Denver. So we could see him any day now, really, coming back to the Rockies. And, of course, Brenton Doyle will make his Coors Field debut this week. We'll hear more about that in a little bit. But, yeah, let's talk about the D-back series. We'll preview that series a little more later on in the show. But the Diamondbacks, those first place in the NL West Diamondbacks, they are 14-12. The Rockies are 8-18. Definitely bottom of the barrel in terms of starts or how the Rockies have started a season. So, yeah, we are going to get into some baseball headlines. But first, let's talk about how great it is here at the DNVR bar at the corner of Colfax and York. And if you're a diehard, you are having an even better time because you are getting 15% off of your tab at the bar. You're getting 20% off of everything from dnvrlocker.com. You are getting 20% off for tailgates, the party buses, our party bus that we have going on tomorrow for the Rockies game. And that annual membership is going to come with a free shirt from dnvrlocker.com every freaking year. So keep that in mind. Head to thednvr.com and just rake in all those benefits of being a diehard. So we are new fans of Fubo TV. This is the best way to get the most Colorado sports for the least amount of money. Absolutely incredible. They've got 140 plus live channels with sports, shows, movies. You can stream live TV from any device and you can watch the most Colorado sports for the lowest price. And if you want to try it out, see if it works for you, there is a free 7-day trial, no contract, no cable, no hassle. Just sign up and start watching 1,000 hours of cloud DVR. Listen, we're all busy. I don't watch shows when they air. I always DVR them. And that is included at no extra charge. So that is huge. Fubo TV has it. So you can watch Nuggets, Avs, Rapids, and more. The NFL Draft, you can catch that with Fubo. You can watch local teams, too, while you're traveling. So follow along, watch the Nuggets and the Avs on Altitude with Fubo TV, and use the link in the description to sign up and get 15% off. One of my favorite brands also gives us 15% off. It's Pins and Aces. They are the official golf apparel partner of DNVR. We love our Pins and Aces. Look at the gear on this. Hold on. It's out of the view. I'll hold it. Look at this. Look at this hat. This is actually such a nice. Can I steal this hat? Or does this have to stay on the set?
It has to stay, sadly.
Damn it. I hate that for me. I guess I can get my own.
Yes.
We've got a deal. Code DNVR, get 15% off. But they are a family-owned golf and apparel business based right here in Colorado. They have amazing polos. Obviously, they have amazing hats. They have golf bags. They have a beer sleeve where it looks like a thing that holds your club, but you can stack it with beers and they're going to stay cold. You can bring them out on the course. It is groundbreaking stuff. 7 beers you can fit in there. That's amazing. But yeah, check out pinsandaces.com. Use code DNVR to get 15% off of your first order and get free shipping. That's pinsandaces.com. All right, we have 5 baseball headlines that you need to know heading into this weekend. Alyssa, I don't know if you saw this. Maybe this is TMI, but I think this is so funny. So many players are on the paternity list this week. But mostly they're 2022 Dodgers. So 9 months ago, it was the MLB All-Star break. So do the math. These guys had some time off.
I wonder.
Quite interesting. But in terms of on the paternity list this week for the Dodgers, Mookie Betts, Brewster Gratterall, Max Muncy, and Evan Phillips. So that's 4 guys that they had on the paternity list this week. Fancy. Cody Bellinger of the Cubs, also on the paternity list this week. He was a Dodger last year. And then like a player for the Mariners, a player for the Royals too. I was like trying to figure out if this was like a huge MLB-wide conspiracy.
This is something. Something happened.
It's something. Something happened at the All-Star break. If
something's
five
in the water.
If 5 Dodgers knocked up the girls in the same week, what happened? What were they doing at that All-Star break? That All-Star game that was in LA. I got
playing. No, well, I mean, they were playing, but I guess.
You know what? I don't want to know.
Just busy.
In general. We're going to find out someday that something very strange happened. Okay, let's talk about the Braves. The Braves have been using those giant hats as a home run celebration, and MLB has asked them to stop, which I think is just absolutely crazy. So yeah, they've been celebrating homers with those giant hats, which I think are just, they're so funny. They're such a scene. But the Braves have been told they can no longer use that after complaints from New Era, who does not manufacture the big hat being used by players in the dugout. So I hate that. This is an NFL move, no fun league. You hate to see it. Let the guys have fun. They're literally playing a game. They look so funny in their big hat. They look like little kids. It's adorable. So yeah, they cannot. I hope I hope the press, the media makes this enough of a thing where they let them have it back. Not that I necessarily wish good things on the baseball team in Atlanta, but let the kids have fun.
Let them have fun. Exactly.
Let them have fun. The Mexico series is this weekend. This will mark the 12th and 13th regular season games played in Mexico, but this will be the first ever in Mexico City. Something I didn't even realize, Mexico City is the largest city in North America. So it's bigger than New York, it's bigger than LA. And low key, this could be a mega Coors situation. So the elevation at Estadio Alfredo Harp Elu is about 7,353 feet. So like we're at 5280. So this is like about a mile and a half up. So this could be a mega Coors situation. The Padres have already played an exhibition game at the stadium when it first opened. They actually played the inaugural game in March 2019, but it was an exhibition game. It was before the season started. But both of these games will be home games for San Diego. Something that I thought was so interesting, though, so since every team is playing less games against their divisional opponents, that means the Giants will only go to San Diego once this year because these are San Diego home games. Absolutely fascinating. So yeah, I want to see how the ball flies. I want to see what the pitcher's stuff looks like. This is really interesting, but super exciting. Again, this is the first time regular season Major League Baseball games will be played in Mexico City. All right. Other news. Marley Rivera was fired from ESPN for saying something to a reporter that I can't repeat on this show. But the reporter that she said this to happens to be the wife of the VP of Communications for MLB. But she also said this very unrepeatable thing very loudly in front of Aaron Judge and in front of a bunch of kids.
What?
And I've seen the video. I saw the video. I was like, wow, you can be fired for just like saying that to another reporter. Like, I don't know the whole story. Maybe she was being really mean. I was like, oh, okay. No, now that I've seen the video.
Not good.
It's wild.
I'm going to have to watch
this. I couldn't even imagine like what another reporter would have to do to me for me to say those words to
her. This is spicy.
Yeah. It's the C word.
Oh.
Yes.
That is, wow.
It was a lot, yeah.
That's a lot. That's too much.
It was a lot. But now, of course, since this has happened, a lot of stories are coming out about some other run-ins that people have had with Marley Rivera, some unsavory stories have now started to come out. Obviously, this is a developing tale. Some really cool news for outfielder Brian Reynolds with the Pirates. He assigned an eight-year, $106.75 million contract. That is through 2030. That feels like a long time from now. I guess it's actually not a long time from now. And those are your five baseball headlines that I wanted you to know today. I hope you enjoyed them as much as I enjoyed telling you about them. Let's talk about Aleixis Montero. Is he going to have a comeback? We know that he was sent back down to the majors within the past week. Doesn't feel like it's been that long. But he went 3-for-4 Thursday night with 2 home runs and 3 RBI. So he wasn't totally productive up here with Colorado, but seems like he might be getting back into the swing of things. The pun was unintended. We got some stuff to clear from the notebook from the Cleveland trip because Ryan Feltner, the Ohio kid, was so excited to get to pitch at his hometown ballpark. And we've got video from that chat that we had with him after the game. Alyssa, are we ready to roll that? All right, let's go.
Ryan, for you to have the start you had at your hometown ballpark, the park you grew up going to, was it everything you could have imagined?
Yeah, you know, I it's just kind of a speechless thing. It's hard to put into words. I think, you know, I've been here so many times as a kid, but it hasn't been on the mound. And to have the team support, I mean, Charlie's home run the first and then the great defense after that, I mean, was huge. So it definitely helped me settle in. Such a different perspective being out there. You know, I'm so used to being in the fans or in the stands here as a fan, but it was super cool. A lot of family, a lot of friends here, so it was a great experience. Walking to the bullpen, I made sure to look around and stuff like that, but once I got on the mound, just treat it as a normal start. A little extra pressure on it, you know, just naturally being around from where I grew up, but yeah, tried to treat it as normal as I could.
You know, I feel like Ryan Feltner is not the most expressive of guys, but I feel like he was expressive there. I feel like you could see the happiness in his eyes. And again, he's been having a really great season so far. So, I mean, great for him, great for the Rockies, because obviously that these good starts are just so needed. You know, we've got, speaking of things that we needed, Austin Gomber. Austin Gomber, who's been struggling all season, who just really opened up to us about everything that he was feeling, how he felt about being on the other end of that Nolan Arenado trade. He was so emotional when we talked to him after, you know, he had that really rough start at Coors Field. But then, of course, came into the game in Cleveland and had a fantastic start. So, yeah, of course, like, you know, we talk about these things, but Buddy had so much to say about the start and why, quote, there was a lot to like. Alyssa, are we ready to roll it? Let's hear it.
For him, for sure, for his confidence, that was big. You know, there's nothing a player wants more than to contribute, to be a part of it. And, you know, I think... You know, Austin felt as though he wasn't doing his part. But tonight, he was a huge component of this. On the road against a good team, and he shut him down. And I think his stuff was good, too. You know, I think the velocity was up a tick overall. I thought the curveball came into play, the slider. You know, not many changeups today, which is encouraging as well, because I think that, you know, his strength is the four pitch mix, and the changeup is going to be a huge weapon for him. So, all in all, good outing. You know, there's a couple at bats he'd like to have back, but you know, the huge double play ball in the fifth to Rosario, I think was tremendous. But I thought that you know, he made pitches, his stuff was crisp, he looked confident. There was a lot to like.
All right, we are going to get to your comments. We're going to preview this upcoming DVAC series in just a second. But first, we have to talk about our friends at FOCO, because they are the leading manufacturer of sports and entertainment merchandise with a product line that's got apparel, accessories, toys, collectibles, novelty items, and some of my favorite bobbleheads of all time. Listen, it's spring, it's baseball season. They've got those Hawaiian-style shirts. They have straw hats. You saw me wearing it on the show last week. I might wear it to the game tomorrow because it's a freaking vibe. But they've got polos, bags, pretty much everything you need for the game. You can see their various gifts to us around our set. We've got so many FOCO bobbleheads just all around, because they've got the most fun gear. Listen, FOCO always has our back for Colorado sports and for sports across the country too, not just Colorado teams, okay? So great for gifts for any sports fan you have in your life. But they've got our back. They have your back, too. You can get the best gear around by using the link in our description. And for all non-presale items, use promo code DNVR and get 10% off. Speaking of great deals in Colorado, if you are hurt, that can take such a financial toll on you. But Backus and Shanker, they are here to help you because Backus and Shanker wins for Colorado families. They're helping those who are seriously injured in Colorado. They've been doing it for more than 25 years, and it's free until they win money for your case. So there's no upfront fee to speak with them about your case. There's no fee while they work on your case. There's no fee unless they win you money in your case. So Backus and Shanker, they've done it a lot. They've won more than $1 billion for their clients, and they've got locations all over Colorado, including Denver, Aurora, Englewood, Fort Collins. So listen, they've got the strength, they've got the power to win your case. More than 30 lawyers, more than 100 staff. The bottom line though, Backus and Shanker helps with all kinds of injury cases where you were not at fault. Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks, they can even help if you are injured at work. So call them up at 222-2222. That's all Dazza's to find out if you have a case for free because Backus and Shanker wins. All right, we have some comments. I love the irony that Will has pointed out. Will says, MLB, tomahawk chop, okay. Giant hats, not okay. Absolute irony. That's because money talks. What a shame, what a shame. You simply hate to see it. All right, we're going to preview this Diamondback series. Before we preview this series, we talked to Buddy. Of course, we talked to him every day. But he did say some great things about Brenton Doyle and his upcoming Coors Field debut. Fans at Coors Field will get to see him for the first time. He's in the lineup tonight. It's Friday, in case you're listening to us at a later time. But listen, this kid was electric on the road. And here is what Bud Black sees in him that he likes.
I think it's another step for him. I think, you know, we're excited to see how his career unfolds. Like a lot of young players who are getting their first shot in the big leagues, his skill set and his tools are exciting. He can run. He's an above average defender. He's got power. He's got a tool set that can impact a big league game. So it's, to use the word exciting, let's use it. It's exciting for all of us to see a young player with those skills play big league games.
All right. Very exciting stuff. An exciting young player, as he has mentioned. Friday night's matchup, it's Kyle Freeland Day. Happy Kyle Freeland Day to those who observe. But Kyle Freeland versus Merrill Kelly. So Kelly has won one game, lost three. He's got a 3.42 ERA over those five games started. Freeland, on the other hand, two wins, two losses, 4.28 ERA over those five games started. All right, here's a guy that I hope hits tonight. I hope Chris Bryant gets a hit off of Kelly. He's got a 4.21 average when facing Kelly. So I'm just going to put that out there in the universe. Saturday's matchup, we've got Noah Davis back on the mound versus lefty Tommy Henry. And then Sunday's matchup, Austin Gomber back in the mix versus Ryan Nelson. So we'll see. I really hope that now that Austin Gomber has gotten that weight off of his shoulders, he has talked to his teammates about his mental struggle that he's been going through. He's talked to Buddy about it. He got that really good start after he got that weight off of his shoulders. And let's hope that he's back. Let's hope that he is absolutely cooking on Sunday. But Saturday should be fun because Noah Davis has been so good. I mean, obviously it's a small sample size, but he's got a 0.93 ERA right now. That is super fun. He's had a very interesting road trip too. You know, we didn't even mention that the Rockies got the John Boy lip reading treatment. Oh my gosh, so
that.
Funny. I don't know if we could like put that footage on our YouTube channel, but do check it out. We've got a link on our Twitter account. It's absolutely electric. You know, John Boy's very good at reading lips, and we get a really good idea of what the argument was about. And I have to say, the court of public opinion is wildly on the side of Bud Black. But, you know, in that video, I was very encouraged to see. They also said some great things about Noah Davis because he was so good in Philly. He was doing such a great job. And we are going to get to see that at the DNVR Rockies Takeover, which is, again, on Saturday, the 29th. As of right now, this conversation that we are having here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel, there are still 2 tickets left. I can't believe it. Almost sold out.
I want one.
Get one.
Maybe I'll take 2.
Bring a friend.
Yep, exactly. I might have to.
I'm going to have so many breaks on the bus because this will be like my first day off since before I left for these trips.
Yes.
So I'm like ready to get after it.
I could drink a couple breaks. Sound pretty tasty. Mountain
I wonder how, what's the over under on how many breaks I can drink?
Over on the bus on the way?
Yeah.
Over 1.5.
Okay. I'm taking the over on that. I think I'm gonna pound 3 of them.
3?
Okay. I think I'm gonna do 3. I think 1.5 is a really good number. Tweet at us. Let me know what you are taking on my Breck consumption, the over or the under. Sunday we're gonna be back with a post game show. And Monday's an off day. The Brewers are going to be in town. So here's your plan for the weekend. It's definitely going to be a good one. The Rockies are coming in with momentum. They won their first series on the road in Cleveland, one of America's finest cities.
Nothing's
one of my
stopping
favorite.
Us now.
What?
Nothing's stopping us now.
There's nothing stopping us now. The only thing in our way right now are the Arizona Diamondbacks. But yeah, do follow along. We're going to be live tweeting all these games at DNVR_Rockies on Twitter. You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Alyssa, do you want to shout out where you are so people can follow you?
Sure, why not? At Alyssa Marie, Marye 21.
Cool. Why 21?
I had to think. Favorite number, Peter Forsberg. That's where that comes from. So.
And Kyle Freeland.
Yes. Yeah. We can add him to the list. Sure.
Yes. It's a Kyle Freeland day. It has to be because
it has
of him.
To be. He's today. Hometown. Love it.
Today only. Yes. The hometown kid. James has taken the over. James, I think you're smart.
Let's
I mean, I just
go.
Told you guys to take the over. They do not have this line on DraftKings Sportsbook, but I kind of wish they did. So follow Alyssa, follow us. You can follow me. And then make sure you come back to the channel after the game on Sunday. Patrick and I will be back breaking down this weekend of games. And Alyssa, you know what we say about me closing out a show?
Yeah, don't know how to do it.
I don't know how to do anything, but that's fine. We will talk to you on Sunday after the game.